Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. So the conversation goes on here, and if you follow me on social media, you saw that there were certain things that were put out there, certain things that were not, and I was very upfront and open with what was being put out and what wasn't, because of the investigation, because it was ongoing, because families are still in the process, still to this day being, to this hour being notified. As a former investigator, I need to respect that. So as soon as I was brought into the loop on this, and I'll get into that in a second, why and how I was, I put breaking news, shooters, a 22-year-old biological male transgender who posted a manifesto on YouTube. Out of respect for the investigation and victims, I am withholding those specifics at this time, but I do have them archived. And I posted a blurry picture of part of his family manifesto. There are two separate manifestos. One is multiple pages, like, you know, anywhere from 40 to 60 pages that looks like appears to be written in either hieroglyphics or a different language. Then there was a 4-page letter basically apologizing to his family, stating a little bit why he did what he did. You know, talked about it's because of cancer he got from vaping and such like that. And then he dropped what appears to be 9mm bullets over the manifesto, like let them run through his fingers and played with them a little bit. So I posted a blurry picture of that where you can't read anything in the shorter manifesto. And a picture of him during one of his videos that was taken a few years before this incident. There was a YouTube channel that has since been taken down. I do have snapshots. I do have archived video of it and such like that. And my thread on X, which is formerly Twitter, has right now 2.5 million views. I was one of the first to get this out. But again, respectfully and limitedly, didn't mention his name till it was put out in public, didn't mention a lot of things, didn't put anything that had to do with victims here. There are pictures of magazines. He did take a picture of all his weapons laid out on his bed, and they're all of them have writing on them of different things. One of the magazines, and if you don't know what a magazine is, that's where the bullet goes in a magazine. Magazine goes in the gun. One of the magazines says, for the children. And another one of the magazines, a high-capacity magazine, says, kill Donald Trump. These are one of the two that I highlighted. There were also anti-black statements. There were anti-Hispanic statements. There were anti-Israel statements. And a bunch more. Some of them had to do with some of the posters said, not Call of Duty. One of the rip and tear, come from some video game. A lot of vulgarities. He had gloves. He did have a smoke bomb, a smoke grenade type thing that was the incendiary device at the location. They thought at first it may have been a bomb. It turned out just to be a smoke grenade, a smoke bomb. But he does pick it up while he's showing off his weapons before this. Now, there were two videos on his YouTube. Now, by his, the person was born Robert Westman. He's 22 years old. Changed his name in January of 2020 to Robin. The mother signed off on the paperwork. She is Mary Westman. Because her son was a minor, and she said that he identified as a female and wanted a female identification name. So the name was changed from Robert to Robin in 2020. It appears now, it turns out, that the mother, Mary Westman, was an employee of this church school, this Catholic school, and retired in August of 2021. There is a post, and I do have the post, by the church themselves, wishing her well in her retirement. Now, watching through the two, one video was like 11 minutes long. The other one was pretty lengthy as well. There is a point where he's flipping through the pages, and this was the book. It was more like a diary that had pages upon pages of what appeared to be a different language or hieroglyphics or some kind of code. I'm sure that'll come out what exactly that was. I just didn't have time to put it through like an AI to say, what language is this? Then there were a bunch of blank pages, like 30 or 40 blank pages. And then there was a drawing, which appears to be the church itself, the inside of the church. And he mumbles some things and he takes a knife and he stabs the middle of the drawing where the church is, basically points before that to where I think he was planning on entering the church, and stabs the middle of the drawing and said, where I die, or where I kill myself. And then echoed myself three or four times. So during the video, he takes a knife and he stabs the drawing of what appears to be the inside of the church. And he says, he mutters under his breath, where I kill myself, myself, myself. I did end up posting that short segment of it on social media because I think that's relevant. I think it's pretty open knowledge now that he did take his own life and that he was obviously planning on that. During the video, he picks up a revolver and says, this is for myself if need be. So, as per the pre-planned video, which appeared to be recorded the day before or the night before, he appears to be home alone in the house. He does walk around the house. It was a very nice house, so I would say it wasn't the 22-year-old's house. Could it have been the parents' house? I don't know where it was filmed. But it appeared to be too nice of a house for a 22-year-old to be living by themselves. But he does walk around the house. In my 3 decades of public safety, watching the video, listening to what was said by this individual, it was one of the more psychotic, deranged individuals that I've heard from, that I've seen and such. So why do I have this and why was it out there? And of course, I respect the investigation, so that's why it was very limited in what was put out there. Well, when law enforcement becomes concerned that this hasn't even been an hour and there's already efforts to follow a narrative rather than the evidence and the facts, law enforcement gets aggravated. Law enforcement gets pissed off. So what's a fail-safe for that is to get it in hands that are trusted, to do the right thing with that, be restrained in some of the information that's being put out to not hinder the investigation, but they want to make sure the truth gets out there. And that's how it gets to my hands. That's how I was able to find the YouTube channel. That's how I was able to get information before anybody else got this. Because law enforcement, federal law enforcement, was extremely concerned within an hour that they were already being steered in a direction that the facts and evidence did not state. And you can make your own assumptions to what that is or why that is, because I'm not going to. So I took that and I decided, let's get some things out there to let people know what's really happening, what happened, without getting into any details about the victims and playing any video of the suspected shooter stating actual plans, because I don't want a family member, I don't want an employee of that school to hear that before law enforcement gets a chance to bring it to them. But things that show that he does have a magazine which holds the bullets for his gun that says "For the Children." Another magazine that says "Kill Donald Trump." A photo where he lays out all his weapons and he goes through each weapon, each magazine, showing what's written on them. And then flips to a diagram of the inside of the church, showing that there was extensive pre-planning here. This was not just, hey, I snapped, I got angry, and this happened. The fact that his mother, now it's known, was an employee at that school, at this church, just goes to show the connection more so there. this was a very deranged individual. There is no doubt, and I would highly be suspicious if the family is not extremely looked at here. Now, as far as what happened, as far as within 30 minutes, a senator from that area. Let me see if I could find it here, because I did call them out on it. Yeah, here you go. Congressman Shear Thanadar. Who is that? That is the proud Detroiter, father, grandfather, scientist, author, congressman representing Michigan's 13th district. So he's a congressman for the Michigan's 13th district. Within a half an hour of this incident, he wrote, "I am heartbroken by the horrific violence at the Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis. Events like these should not be normal. The simple solution is pass sensible gun control. Without that, these tragedies will continue to happen and children will continue to die." Well, he had no clue about any of the evidence. And quite honestly, there is not a single thing listed on their quote, quote, sensible gun control that would have prevented this. What would have prevented this is involved parents, people in this sick individual's ecosphere that came forward and said, "Hey, just something's not right here." There is a video posted from 4 years ago from this individual on their YouTube channel where they are reading an electric dryer's manual. The dryer that dry your clothes. And he's talking about all the hazards and how it could kill you. And he's stressing on that. Now, mind you, here's this individual. He's got long hair. He's got two pigtails on either side. Now, this is 4 years ago. Now, he just changed his name about 4 years ago. So it was about the same time. But here's a video that he went on for minutes of basically doom and gloom how the dryer is going to kill you. This was on his YouTube for 4 years. You mean to tell me the parents never looked at it and said, "Hey, what's this video about?" Now, there weren't many videos on his social media, and again, I was just focused on the YouTube because that's where things necessary to this incident was posted. But let me see if I could pull up his social media. Yeah, there were only about four, maybe five videos. Five videos. He only had 31 subscribers. And again, his YouTube has since been taken down. But the two latest one that he titled by his name, Robin, well, his current name, Robin Westman, laughing about it, and Robin Westman, they were posted at about the same time that this event started. So the people who are saying, "Well, how come no one saw this and reported it or talked about what was happening there?" There was no time to. And even if YouTube's algorithms flag this as danger, it would have never gotten anywhere in time because either it was scheduled, and I don't know YouTube very well. I don't have a YouTube channel, but those of you who do have YouTube channels could let me know. Could you schedule a post like you can on other social media platforms? Like I could post on Facebook. I could write that post now and I could schedule it for 9 o'clock tonight. I could schedule it for 8 o'clock tomorrow. I could do the same on my other platforms, but YouTube, I don't know. I'd imagine it has the same capability. So either he scheduled those posts to be about the same time at the start of this tragedy, or just before he started, he clicked send and sent the two videos simultaneously.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pretty disturbing. It's pretty disturbing as a whole. And it's interesting because if you follow me on X, and I highly recommend you do, @O'Donnell_R, or Facebook, there is a lot of what I'm talking about there. I posted the screenshots of some of this. I posted a short video of him saying where he kills himself. Things about him planning the attack to kill children specifically, I'm not going to post that video. I'm not going to let that go out there because I don't think families need to see that. And if they choose to see that, that's going to be between law enforcement and them. But the reason, the whole reason I was brought into the loop is law enforcement that were on the scene and involved with this case were already seeing that the facts were being manipulated and they were being restrained from pursuing a lot of things. So they figured if some of it went public, they could not go in another direction. They could not say that. And when I put it out there, believe me, my social media was attacked. This is a fake. You're making this up. When this is debunked, we're going to laugh at you. Well, it all turned out to be very true because it was all very true. But it was very selective. You know, just being the first to put it out there. And again, you know, my Facebook is up to 2.8 million views now because it was one of the first to be out there. But it was very selective. The name wasn't out there. Specifics weren't out there. Just, hey, this is how crazy this person was. This is the real motive he was doing this. And this is who really was. And you're not going to see a lot of that. This is going to go away like some other ones very similar to this. Mother works at, used to be an employee at the school. Transgender shooter, very disturbed. Psychological issues, no doubt. Watching these videos are extremely, extremely troubling. And I'm someone who did this for a living. And then you come across the lieutenant governor of Minneapolis. Just last year, posted a shirt of her in a t-shirt that says, "Protect trans kids." And under protect and before trans, there's a picture of a Bowie knife, like a K-bar marine knife. And then a flower between trans and kids. So that's the message that the lieutenant governor of Minneapolis, Governor Waltz's second in command, was portraying just a year ago. And then you have a tragedy like this happen. What's the answer to something like this? I don't know. But I do know that not only red flags, but a parade of red flags were missed by the adults and the people around this individual's ecosphere. And I want that extremely and extensively looked at. Obviously, how did they get the guns? How did they pay for these guns? 22 years old, what were they doing for a living? What you know, where did they get the wherewithal to buy this ammunition? Because there was a lot of it. Like I said, in one of the multiple types of ammunition, in one of the magazines, actually two of the magazines during the video, there were green tip armor piercing bullets in one of the in two of the magazines. Some of the other bullets that he was playing with were all black, including the tip. He was dropping 9mm brass ammo on his letter to his family. The fact that the mother signed the legal paperwork to have the juvenile's name changed from Robert to Robin and the father was not present, what's the situation there? They do have the same last name. So a lot of this information is still coming out now. And again, even though I have this information, it's more of a check and balance on the authorities and the powers that be. To be honest here, because I have the truth and people like me have the truth. I'm not the only one. So if it appears that they are steering a different narrative, well, I can check them a little bit. And that's what local law enforcement on the scene and federal law enforcement were afraid of, which is why I have this information so I could bring it to you in a restrained manner, but also keep you informed. It's 3:25 here at WILK. We'll be back. Oh, time for the NEPA premium perks. That snuck up fast. Let me see. I got it here. Time for the NEPA premium perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Delagrosso Park and Laguna Splash. Get an all-day fun pass for just $19. That's half off. Your ticket gives you access to 30 park rides and water park, which includes a lazy river, wave pool, and more. Home of family fun and famous food, try Murph's Kitchen, known for sandwiches and sides, Pappy Fred's Pizzeria, original park pizza, plus sweet treats, wings, and ice cream. Located at 4352 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Tipton, visit getmyperks.com for all the details. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:28 here, so we're going to keep our eyes on this to see if any other information comes out. You can go to my social media, and there's some video. There is some still shots of this crazy individual who committed this heinous crime, and hopefully the death count does not raise, but just the fact that the children were targeted here. Children were specifically targeted, and this was planned for a targeted attack. And that's evident based on the video that was apparently recorded the day or night before and then posted at the same time about this this senseless attack started. So a little back to local business here is PPNL tops the list in year for record power outages across PEA, the Pennsylvania Utility Commission says. Yeah, no joke. And it's not just PPNL's problem. It's a lot of problems. I've been talking about this for a decade now. Listen, every ash tree in Pennsylvania is either dead or dying because of the Asian ash borer. And they are falling down, and a lot of them, they are a mainstay tree for Pennsylvania. They are all over my property. They've been falling on a regular basis. Thankfully, they're in my woods rather than out in the open, but I've had to take care of some that are out in the open. They line the power lines across from me, and I've called PPNL. I've called the township. I've called everyone that you could possibly call to say, hey, these trees are dead. When we have storms, they're going to fall, and they're going to knock down the power lines. Why don't you do some proactive work, come out, and cut them down? The dead trees, they're not hard to find. They're the big dead ones, and there's lots of them. They're not interested in that. And it's funny because when they do fall, if they don't take down the lines altogether, I'll call the cable company, the phone company, and the power company. Well, the phone company will come out and just cut the branches that are on their wires and leave the others. The cable company will come out and do the same thing. And then the power company will come out and say, well, there's no power wires that or one of them will come out before and say, well, it's on the phone lines that's not touching the power lines. Well, the phone lines are above the power lines, so once it takes the phone lines down, it's going to take the power lines down. Well, we can't touch it until it's jeopardizing or on the power lines. And this is what you deal with until there's a storm, and then it rips them all down. And then you're without cable, phone, or power for however long it takes them to get out there and fix it, no matter how big the storm is and how much they had to go around. So that's what you're dealing with. There is no proactive work. Now, when I managed communities back before I started here, I stopped doing that in 2021. I said way back then, long before I left there, we needed to start creating a budget for aggressive tree pruning and taking down, tree removal, because of all these dead ash trees, because either the trees were dead or going to be dead in the next 1 to 3 years. And we started reserving money so we can increase our proactive approach to remove these trees before they caused problems, before they blocked our roads, before they took power lines down, before they hit a house, before anything. So that was that proactive approach. You don't see that with our utility companies. It's not very difficult to drive around power lines and see where the dead trees are, get crews out there and start whacking them down. So what happens? Every storm now, these dead trees are falling and taking out power. And that's why PPNL tops the list for the record power outages across Pennsylvania. And it's going to continue till all the dead ash trees are down, which probably is going to be a while. It's 3:32 here at WILK. We'll be back after the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:38, 69 degrees here. I am finding out that they are attempting to have some of the wording translated, but it turns out to be some sort of acrylic hieroglyphic type thing that the meaning may only be known to the suspect shooter. So they are starting to go through that. If there's some sort of cipher that they need to help decode it, I mean, they do have some pretty unique programs that could scan this stuff and maybe get some leeway with it. But at its face value, some of the stuff is they are having trouble translating some of the cryptic meanings and signs that are posted either on the weapons, the magazines, and some of the writings. So that's some of the updates that are coming out of the investigation. A little closer to home here, a suspicious item is found on an Old Forge school district bus. Now, this was an elementary school bus. Authorities are investigating after a suspicious item was found on a bus carrying students in the Old Forge school district. The item was found Tuesday morning, as per the superintendent. The item was immediately turned over to school resource over of the Old Forge Police Department. It said administration and Old Forge Police searched the students who were on the bus, and parents were notified. Lackawanna County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit conducted sweeps of the bus, auditorium, and classroom at the elementary school. No additional items were found, he said. There is no threat to the district. The district just started school on this past Monday. Now, they are not disclosing what that item was. I happen to know what the item is, but because, and again, in respect for the investigation that is ongoing and the fact that, the sheriff's dog was brought on to search for drugs, weapons, and anything else with a negative search, I'll respect the Old Forge Police Department, their school resource officer, not so much the district because they like to keep things under wrap anyway, but if the police department would like to bring out what this item was, we'll leave it to them. But, that is troublesome. I know there's a lot of talk on social media what the item is and isn't. And again, that's not for me to go one way or another, just to bring you attention that this incident did happen, that police were immediately notified and brought into the loop, which is a good thing. An immediate investigation was done. Searches were done. Parents were notified. Police dogs were brought on to check for weapons or drugs. And, it is under investigation. Now, as you know, our school buses, which may carry elementary school kids in this case in the morning and afternoon hours, carries all sorts of people. You can rent these buses. So how long this, what they're calling suspicious item, has been on the bus, who knows? It wasn't a very large item. It's something that could be missed upon a cursory search, which I'm sure the bus drivers do both before and after their shifts. The VOTEC uses these buses for different times. There are different entities that use these buses, so it's not necessarily indicative of the students that were currently on this bus when it was found. The fact that the proper protocols were followed is a good thing, so you should rest easy on that case. The fact that you're finding out about it in the press is a good thing. And for whatever reason they're deciding not to say what the suspicious item is, I will respect that. And let the Old Forge Police Department, which are true professionals, dictate what course they need to follow moving forward. It's 3:42 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back on the Rob O'Donnell Show here. Jake, can we get Governor Tim Walz on the live feed if we can? Governor Tim Walz is talking right now at Minneapolis. Give Jake a second to do his magic. I kind of threw a curveball at him. He's talking about the Catholic values and being involved with the church, going to learn, starting school for their first day with their classmates.